June, when shadows fall. Cobwebs hang lazily from the cracked plaster ceilings. Dust has piled thickly on the paper. Books are placed everywhere, on tall shelves and low shelves, in unsteady stacks on floor, coffee table, lounge, and piano, in boxes, cupboards, and wardrobes. A reading lamp casts a single bright circle on the green cloth of the dining table, and a woman's head bent low over them. Her hair crinkles like tarnished metal. As she writes, her brown arm moves slowly across the circle of light. The faint scratching of her pen is the only sound in the room. Loud strikes at the front door shatters the calm. The writer sighs, starts to lay down her pen, but with a shake of her head, resumes writing. The overenthusiastic knocking at the door is repeated. The house is vibrated. Millions of tiny dust particles shiver and twirl chaotically through the air. Fragments of plaster tremble along the cracks. Spiders hurry to their corners. She hears footsteps pass the curtained window in front of her. The frail and dusted back gate opens with only a brief creak. Pushing back her chair, she stands rigidly, revealing the red glow of a heater in the dark cave under the table, and walks slowly through the cold kitchen to the back door. As she opens the back door, she finds there stands a young man on her threshold, who is from the flat across the road. He's storing things in her garage. "Hi, Mrs. Emily. I just wanted to ask you if you'd mind if I put a few shelves in the shed." "Shelves? Timber? Nails? Hammering? Noise?" No, I don't think that's a good idea. Donald wouldn't like it." "Oh, Donald is back, isn't he?" "Of course. I told you he's just gone up the street." "Yeah, haven't seen him, but okay. It doesn't matter. See you." "Wait, it really would be best if you didn't disturb us in the house. Donald needs peace and quiet for his work, you see. Just come and go to the garage as you want. No need to ask, all right?" "Fair enough," he nods, and disappears down the side path. She shivers a little, glancing briefly at the vaguely familiar wildness of the yard, before shutting and bolting the door. Donald used to look after it, but she no longer remembers how long since he went. Nowhere, he said, he was going. Last winter, or the one before? "A cup of tea," she thinks. Then on to that troublesome chapter 5. Searching vainly for biscuits, she curses gently. Such a waste of time, shopping. Perhaps she'll just go to the petrol station on the corner again. They have a few things, and they certainly have biscuits. She fetches her coat from the wardrobe. The hat she wears on her head is an old gardening one, but the mirror door, hanging by a hinge, shows only a haggard and lanky sight of her figure, and she leaves the house. Returning 10 minutes later with her stopgap shopping, she remembers to clear the mailbox. She skims through the pile of letters and finds that most are sent to her for manuscripts. These publishers can be so pushy. She'll deal with them later. Now for chapter 5. Tea and biscuits at her hand, the heater at her feet, silence and the night screen like a protective curtain all around her. She turns to the beginning to reread what she has finished and regain the imagined world. The first paragraph is only a working one, but it has, she feels, a good title to it. When Shadows Fall, by Donald Emley.